Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Knoxville community is responding to a bullying incident and bullying in general. Let's go in depth with Superintendent of Knoxville Schools, Cassie Pearson, Mayor Brian Hatch, and Pastor Brent Hanna. Cassie, you and I have talked about bullying before on different occasions. It's a problem in society, but we're talking today in general because of an incident that happened over the weekend with respect to bullying. Can you share a little bit of the general outline of that?
Yeah, we are aware of a social media bullying incident over the weekend, and as a school, we are doing an investigation to see if there was anything that happened under our jurisdiction. However, what I'm hearing initially is it's more of a community concern, and the school is definitely part of that community. We want to be part of a solution to prevent future bullying incidents because we feel so strongly that there isn't any place in our community or in our society where that's ever okay. And we want to make sure that we are supporting kindness and goodness because we have such a caring community and a very generous community. And we want all of our residents and our students and families to feel safe here and to feel comfortable here and know that they're very supported here.
Well, bullying happens everywhere. This incident drew a lot of attention because it was captured on social media and was shared, and last time I looked, about 25,000 people, almost the entire population of the county, has seen it.
And we're, like I said, we're very concerned about that. And I have invited Mr. Hatch, our mayor, and Mr. Hanna, who is well known in our community as well, to join us for this conversation. We really believe that there are some things that we might be able to do together to help support parents in helping to teach children, to support the school and the community on a larger scale, that we can talk about bullying and get to kind of the root causes and maybe have a future where bullying isn't happening here.
So Mayor Hatch, why are you here?
I'm here because I share some of the same concerns as Cassie just stated. From a community perspective, you know, we're troubled to hear the news as well. You know, we want to be a caring community. We want everyone to be comfortable, and I want to let everyone know that they have that outlet, to let everyone know that they need to come forward. If they're unfortunate enough to be a part of an incident like this or witness an incident, to please come forward and tell somebody. Tell someone at the school, tell a community leader, somebody at your church. There are so many people out there that are willing to help and that want to help. You have that support, so please take advantage of that and let someone know so we have that chance to help.
The community really sets the stage, right? And the family.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I think basically it starts with the family. We talked earlier about parents communicating with their children, with their youth, and having a little better understanding of what they're doing on social media. Maybe even a checklist or a time where you'd sit down and kind of review how they're using social media. It's never too late to talk about the rights and wrongs of what you should be saying and doing. It's always a good thing.
It's really interesting. I defriended a couple family members, and I've told them, you're a nice person when we're just here together, mm-hmm. but you're not very nice on mm-hmm. Facebook, and I just say, I'm defriending you. There's something about it that makes us not as nice, maybe?
Yeah.
I think because of social media is behind a screen, it doesn't have the same personable impact. When if you were going to say something to somebody's face, that takes some courage. That takes a whole lot of courage. And when you're just looking at your cell phone or a computer screen, you really don't have to think empathetically. You don't have to see somebody's reaction on their face, their facial, reactions. And that makes it easier, I think, to be mean. And that's not a positive of technology, in my opinion.
more in depth after this. I continued my conversation about bullying with Superintendent of Knoxville Schools, Cassie Pearson, Mayor Brian Hatch, and Pastor Brent Hanna.
So what is a parent to do?
Oh, great question. We spoke about this earlier, and I'll be the first one to say I'm guilty of it. I'm not a person that is on social media, so I don't have a clue what goes on. Farthest thing from it, and most everybody knows that, including my kids, so I'm sure they can take advantage of that. But as a parent, we really do need to hold ourselves accountable and make sure we do know what our kids are doing. We need to make sure we're checking their social media. What are they talking about? Who are they talking to? Who are they interacting with? I think that's just a good practice in life in general. And I, like I said, I know I'm one of those, I'm guilty of it. I need to do a better job of it. So I think it's a good reminder for all of us to help hold ourselves accountable in making sure that our kids are doing the right thing.
Well, and it's not just social media either, is it, Pastor?
No, we've had bullying way before social media ever came about. Two parts of this that kind of make me think a little bit about this is accountability, consequences, and I think those are two things that as a society, as family, as a community, that we should, you know, just work on that a little bit. I think those are two pieces that we could work on a little bit.
Well, and sometimes it just takes a gentle word, maybe from one parent to another. Hey, could you talk to your son or daughter? Maybe this isn't quite right. Does that work sometimes?
It does, and I go back to even reflecting when I was growing up and listening to the adults in my life remind me frequently, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything. And we've kind of put another spin on that more recently here with the presentation by Joshua Coburn. If you have something kind to say, say it. People need to hear good things. People need to have encouragement and support. If you don't have anything nice to say, though, it's better for us to continue teaching our children and as an adult acting on those wise sayings from our youth, I think.
It feels good to say something nice.
It does.
It's just pretty amazing, isn't it?
It's good on both ends, the giver and the receiver. And so I think that, you know, why don't we practice that a little bit more and encourage people to, and especially our young people, to go that route. Words can hurt, and words can be harmful. Going back to consequences and accountability, and just learning to be accountable for your own actions.
Well, and parents have to hold the kids accountable, and actually peers do too, don't they? What's the role of peers here?
I think it's shifting a little bit. I've been very proud of our students. More recently, they seem to be making sure that they're doing what is right when it comes to standing up for others who might have been mistreated. And they're standing together and saying, you know, we want a kinder world. We want a caring community, and we want to be part of making that happen. And so our students, I think, are being very proactive in general on that front. And I think they will help our society kind of turn the corner and let that pendulum swing back to where in the future I'm hoping we will have a kinder place to live.
This interview is taking place on Dr. Martin Luther King Day, and you had a quote from him on your calendar. Would you share that?
I will. It says, "The time is always right to do what is right." And that was Martin Luther King Jr., and very appropriate for today.
Well, and how do we do what's right?
Again, I think it's like we've all been discussing here for the past few minutes. I think everybody plays a part, whether it is a parent or a peer or yourself, you know, and I think everybody needs to play a part in that. from our perspective, from the community, from the city perspective, I think I want people, I would like people to know again that they have that support. They have that support from the community, from the schools, churches, friends, whoever that is, whoever you're comfortable with. If you feel like there's something you need to share, please share it. Let people know, and you do have that support. I don't want people to feel alone and stranded out there, that they can't go to someone and get help, because you have that support. People do care, and they want to help.
I think another part of that, too, is if you have ever had a behavior where you might have been mean to somebody, it's always a good time to go back and apologize. All humans tend to make mistakes sometimes, and if there is somebody you need to apologize to, maybe think about doing that today, asking for forgiveness. That can go a long way to healing past incidents and hurts. So I think from both standpoints, how do we help support those who might have been victims, but also how do we help encourage those who might have been bullies to change their behavior and understand how hurtful it can be and how they can get past that as well and be a kinder, nicer person.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about bullying with Superintendent of Knoxville Schools, Cassie Pearson, Mayor Brian Hatch, and Pastor Brent Hanna.
Well, let's return to the specific case that brought us here. It's highly visible. A lot of people, 25,000 people have watched. A lot of people know the individuals that were involved. Mm-hmm. First, Pastor, what are your thoughts for the person that was bullied?
My heart goes out to them. As we said, you know, words hurt and they can be very painful. And if you're in a lonely place, if you're in a situation where you're kind of feeling down on yourself, then this attack comes on a person. Yeah, my heart goes out to them. It can be a very difficult place to find yourself in.
Okay, and now how about the individuals that did the bullying, recorded it on social media? What are your thoughts with them?
Well, first of all, I hope that they have and are experiencing remorse and regret. I would hope that they are doing that. And they might have been caught up in a moment where, you know, you have a friend or two together and all of a sudden you start getting these kind of evil thoughts or bad thoughts or attacking another person, and you kind of feed off of each other. I can see that happening in young people, and not, you know, not thinking about the person that's receiving it. We're taught to love one another, to treat our neighbors as we would like to be treated, and sometimes that's kind of forgotten. That goes in the background.
Now, how about for those of us, the 25,000 of us on Facebook, mm-hmm. and however many more thousands on Twitter and other social programs. How about those of us that are sitting in judgment of this situation and commenting? Mm-hmm. Do you have any thoughts for us?
I'm imagining that most people are empathizing with the victim and thinking of ways that perhaps some way that they could help, or they could do something to help stop this, to make it come to an end. And so that's where it comes back to community, school, and church. There are ways that we can just encourage people to do the right thing.
See, I just fear these girls are going to be... There's going to be consequences for them. There should be. But there's probably a better side of them that should be remembered. And so I'm sort of fishing for something akin mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. eventually forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Okay.
If you're willing to give that.
Yeah.
Because where they're just sitting in such harsh judgment of
right.
them
yeah.
on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And so if you could find something
yeah.
in your heart for those of us that we don't damn these girls
mm-hmm. yeah.
forever.
Yeah. And so to respond with that, we all make mistakes. We all do things that later we regret to do. And so See, we need to remember that that might be the way that these people are feeling too, that they do experience some remorse and are hoping that that they've learned from this lesson and that they can move forward and become better people.
Any final thoughts, Cassie?
I just encourage our community to focus on how can we bring more kindness? How can we encourage people to do the right thing? And how can we help change some of the behaviors that we've seen in recent past? How can we support children and young adults to understanding that their character and how they treat others counts? And that's really, it's going to be probably the single most important part of their life is their relationships with others. And, you know, if we have bullying that's happening, that's not going to do well for our future. And we have a lot more hope than that. So I guess just focusing on the caring community and continuing to be as generous and as kind as Knoxville is known to be.
Thanks to Cassie Pearson, Brian Hatch, and Brent Hanna for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIA KRLS.